USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Rush can have 2 hours, 3 hours. There's nobody like him. There never has been anybody like him. I was speaking to Sean Hannity backstage. Do we love Sean, by the way?
President Trump wraps up weeks and weeks of campaigning for Republicans in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016.
Also at the Make America Great event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
An actor on SNL, Saturday Night Live, taking major heat over comments he makes about a Republican congressional candidate in Texas who's a disabled vet who lost an eye. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Pete Davidson, a cast member on NBC's Saturday Night Live, is under fire for mocking the appearance of Dan Crenshaw. Crenshaw is a Republican who's running for Congress in Texas, and he lost his eye in Afghanistan. Crenshaw joined Fox and was asked his reaction to SNL making fun of him.
Well, you know, they probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty. I do think that in today's culture, in today's politics, we tend to throw rocks at each other back and forth, demanding apologies for every upset that is done to us. Now, they certainly crossed the line, but their apology won't mean anything to me. I think what they should do is maybe pull their money together and donate to some veterans charities out there that could really use some help.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Fed will be meeting later this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
With the economy strong, wages rising, and joblessness at a near five-decade low, the Federal Reserve remains on track to keep raising interest rates, though it's not expected to do so this week. After the Fed's latest policy meeting, it's expected to signal a very healthy outlook for the economy, but will hold off on any further credit tightening, according to most analysts. The Fed has raised rates three times this year, lifting its benchmark rate to a range 2% to 2.25%, which is still low by historical standards. And again, most economists believe the statement the Fed will issue Thursday when its policy meeting ends will hint of another imminent increase, probably in December.
Movies about music tops at the box office.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Do it again. One more.
How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody is queen at the box office, being the number one movie in America, earning $50 million over the weekend. Coming in at number two, The Nutcracker and The Four Realms with $20 million. Followed by Nobody's Fool at number three, A Star is Born, the other musical movie, drops down to number four, and the remake of Halloween with Jamie Curtis drops down to number five.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.